This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump basked in his impeachment victory Thursday, waving a banner with a newspaper headline reading, "Acquitted." During a solemn roll call vote in the Senate chambers Wednesday, senators found Trump not guilty of abuse of power by a vote of 52-48 and not guilty of obstruction of Congress by a vote of 53-47. This ended a nearly four-month effort by congressional Democrats to remove Trump from office. At a prayer breakfast in Washington, Trump called out lawmakers who opposed him. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump has apparently called out two lawmakers in particular in his fury over the impeachment proceedings that ended with his acquittal. Mitt Romney was the only Republican to vote for the president's removal, citing an oath to God.
My faith is at the heart of who I am.
At the National Prayer Breakfast this morning.
I don't like people who use their faith as justification for doing what they know is wrong. Nor do I like people who say, "I pray for you," when they know that that's not so.
A not-so-veiled reference to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's past statements.
I pray for the president all the time, and I tell him that.
Pelosi was there and shook her head, later saying the president's remarks were inappropriate at a prayer breakfast. Sagar Magani at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump meets Thursday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta at the White House. The two leaders are expected to discuss a possible free trade deal, which would be a first between the U.S. and an African country. Kenya is strategically important to the U.S. as the U.S. tries to offset the influence of China. China eclipsed the U.S. as Africa's top trading partner more than a decade ago. This is VOA News. China says it will cut tariffs on $75 billion worth of U.S. imports. It's part of a preliminary agreement between these two economic giants to end their trade war. The tariff cuts will cover a range of goods, including soybeans, pork, fresh seafood, and auto parts. The cuts imposed by Beijing will take effect on February 14th, the same day Washington is expected to cut tariffs on $120 billion worth of Chinese imports. China has finished building a second new hospital to isolate and treat patients of a virus that has killed more than 560 people and continues to spread. AP correspondent Karen Shamash reports.
Chinese health authorities reported hundreds of deaths and another sharp jump in the number of confirmed cases to over 28,000. Outside mainland China, at least 260 cases have been confirmed. China's ambassador to the UK, Liu Xiaoming, said China is aware of its responsibility to protect the global community.
China is doing its best to safeguard global health.
The outbreak has also ensnared two cruise ships, with the passengers and crew now quarantined on the docked vessels in Hong Kong and Japan. 10 new passengers, including two Americans, confirmed to have the virus, were escorted off the Diamond Princess at a port near Tokyo, after 10 others were taken off the previous day. I'm Karen Chamas.
The death toll in the avalanche disaster in Turkey has risen to 41, according to Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Agency. Search teams aided by sniffer dogs are scanning the avalanche field's four bodies. The first avalanche late Tuesday killed five people in eastern Van province, which borders Iran. After about 300 emergency workers were called in to respond, a second avalanche struck the rescuers. NASA astronaut Christina Koch, who has spent nearly 11 months in orbit on the longest space flight by a woman, landed safely in Kazakhstan Thursday, along with two of her International Space Station crewmates, one from the European Space Agency and another from Russia's space agency. Koch wrapped up a 328-day mission on her first flight into space, giving researchers the chance to observe the effects of long-haul spaceflight on a woman. The study is important since NASA plans to return to the moon and prepare for the human exploration of Mars. Kirk Douglas, one of the last survivors of Hollywood's golden age, has died at the age of 103. Douglas appeared in 90 films over a career which spanned 60 years. For more on this and other stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Laurel Bowman. VOA News.